Hi everyone, Sangmin here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to cover the story of a Chat Francisco art gallery dealer using a hose to wash the people and poop off the sidewalk. A homeless woman was in front of his gallery, and there's a video of him floating around out there where he's hosing her off in all his boomer glory. It kind of reminded me of the scene with Clint Eastwood where he pulls out a boomstick and says, "Get off my lawn." So the boomer named Collier, with his high-powered homeless woman remover, was arrested for misdemeanor battery for spraying the woman in front of that gallery. The district attorney called his actions completely unacceptable. But at the same time, in Chat Francisco, shoplifting has been decriminalized. It's a place where the criminals are the victims and the victims are the criminals. That's not an excuse with regards to the actions of Collier Gwynn, the man that did this. But it makes me wonder if he would have been arrested if he was another man that he was spraying with a hose instead of a whammy, or if he was never filmed doing it. Now that everyone has a high-quality TV camera in their pockets, assume that anything you do in public will be on camera these days. Originally, both the sprayer and sprayee decided not to take things to trial, but there was a major outcry from the public. Remember that over 50% of the businesses in Chat Francisco have closed up shop since the coup, because of the economy and because shoplifting is being decriminalized. But I think arresting him is going too far. Sure, give him a big fine, but to arrest him, some 80-year-old man that's probably going to shit himself in the slammer, is a bit too extreme. The city's district attorney, Brooke Jenkins, also said that the vandalism at Foster's Gallery was also unacceptable. So it looks as though with this story, there's more than meets the eye. But apparently now if you spray a homeless person that robs you in your own store and defecates on their way out the door, you're the one that'll be facing 6 months in the county jail, and probably a $2,000 fine too. So the city has gone insane and is overreacting. Why not just fine him $10,000 or $20,000 and save taxpayer money so he doesn't have to be housed in the bang-me-up-my-schwing-schwang government institution? If the temperature wasn't a cool 49 degrees the day he hosed her, then odds are Collier wouldn't have been arrested and it wouldn't gone that far. But once the video of him spraying the woman online was put on social media, sleuths started working tirelessly to identify him. You're probably wondering on what legal ground do they have the right to charge him if a homeless woman didn't actually want to press charges. It's simple. The cops themselves can press charges if they have proof that he did the crime. In Canada, BDSM can be consensual, but it's still technically illegal, even if it is consensual. I guess the state doesn't want their citizen cattle hurting each other. I'll discuss more about this spray and send an 80-year-old man away story in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to having to face the feces in Chat Francisco Clown World Show. So why did Collier spray this homeless woman? Because she was becoming belligerent and refused to move a few doors down and away from his gallery. He's probably the same liberal type that votes for Democrats and their crazy policies, but that doesn't want to deal with the problems they create. When I was in San Francisco the first time in 2004, there was a homeless man behind the building I was staying in, and the person that invited me there, she told me that she was entertaining herself watching the homeless guy each day. This is the sort of mentality you're dealing with in that city. Wealthy people entertained by the homeless. Unless, of course, they threaten their livelihood, then it's time to bring out the hose. Besides Collier being punished by potentially going to jail for 6 months, as a senior citizen, his Google rating plunged down to 1 star, which did a lot of damage to his reputation. I'm sure that no one wants to support that hoser financially anymore. Collier Gwynn also said this to the San Francisco Chronicle, and I quote, "I've been here for 40 years. We have tons of homeless people, but they haven't been in a situation where they get that violent within 10 days of the neighborhood trying to do something. We've been able to get them taken to a shelter, which they leave immediately," unquote. Gwynn also admits that she was screaming belligerent things, spitting, yelling at him, and when he hosed her down, she was out of control. But we don't know that because we didn't see her face. But he says that she's gotten psychotic before and turned over garbage cans, which you can believe given the absolute filth in the streets of San Francisco. He couldn't even clean those streets because she was in the way. That's why he probably had to bring out the hose in the first place. not to spray her, but to spray the pavements. His gallery also brought in many A-listers like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and now he's ruined his business. So he's being canceled by the city and by the internet with those terrible reviews. Apparently there are also 8,000 homeless people in San Francisco, which is the most since 2005. It's gotten so sad that some businesses are threatening not to pay their taxes if politicians don't start cleaning up the streets with litter and stop people from openly taking drugs. Not to mention all the burglaries and shoplifting. You know, the smartest thing to do is what Gary over at Nerdronic did, which is to close his wife's business down and leave the city. You know that store owners are going to get more punishment than shoplifters in that city going forward. As the businesses continue to close up, revenue for the city will go down, and thus they won't have much money, unless they go deeper into debt to pay for things. At some point, things have to turn around, though, but not before it turns really bad. I also put that hosing video down in the description in case you guys want to check it out. We don't see the woman's face, but she's got to be either really unattractive or really old to be homeless in the first place. Women don't generally go homeless all that often. There was that Spanish supermodel that I made a video about before, and she was in her late 50s and looked like she was in her 80s. For men, the longer they are homeless, the harder it is for them to get a job. But for women, the longer they're homeless, the harder it is for them to find a man to rescue them. Also, this guy probably snapped because he couldn't deal with the smell of her unbathed body, so he probably opened the nozzle of the hose to relieve his nostrils. California in general, especially San Francisco, has a mild climate, so it's a magnet for the homeless. I think that's about all I got to say on this topic. As for the rest of this video, I want to talk about something recently about the red pill versus MGTOW. MGTOW is red pill in that it teaches men about female nature. But the difference is that we don't try and monetize it by teaching men how to get action with women. If they want to do that, then it's up to them. The pickup roaches and guys like Andrew Tate have figured out novel ways to monetize the red pill. And MGTOW eats away at their potential profits. Because we tell guys to keep their own money instead of organizing MGTOW meetups and taking it for ourselves. But the red pill community, on the other hand, is all about teaching guys to play a rigged game better. But it's still a rigged game. They don't want you to walk away because they can't sell you more of their dating roach coach services. The issue is that guys want sex, and to get it, they have to up their game. Because women's standards have gone so high these days. So young thirsty guys are willing to pay to have a shot at a slit. The red pill channels are salivating at all that cash they can get from simps, and they don't like MGTOW because we tell guys to disregard women and acquire currency instead. So they have to come up with constant attacks like, we're just a bunch of incels in disguise, and they were sent going our own way instead of choosing it. They're usually still men in their 20s and 30s, and they can't comprehend how or why a man can live his life without wedding up a woman. You know, those will probably be the same miserable married guys in their 60s that I take pictures of at weddings, sitting around at a table late at the night with their buddies while their wives are dancing the night away. They know that life sucks and there's something wrong, but they don't know exactly what. They stay married because it's expected of them to be respectable members of the community. They attack us because they're afraid of us and our ability to be truly independently minded and not need female validation or sex to feel complete. While I was growing up, I remember how intimidated I was by celibate priests and monks in the Catholic and sometimes East Orthodox churches. I felt like sex and relationships were too much of a sacrifice and that it would be impossible for a man to give those things up. I don't see a reason to attack men that haven't made that same realization. The difference between MGTOWs today and those priests and monks was that they were replacing female validation for the validation of God and Jesus. Once again, they needed some other emotional fulfillment to make life worth living. There are other things that you can pursue, like artistic or creative passions, that'll give you a similar fulfillment. One of the astronauts that went to the moon said in an interview that his art paintings provide him the exact same euphoria and fulfillment he experienced on the surface of Luna. But most guys these days are being told that masculinity is toxic, so they're more likely to listen to other guys that appear not to be afraid to show their masculinity without any shame. Men are being told by many red pillars that it's okay to be a man, and the left-wing establishment doesn't like this, because they worked very hard to get rid of that masculinity, and now outside forces are reinstilling it without their control. That's why Tate had to be put in prison, because he was leading the charge, saying that it's okay to be male. He was also red-pilling guys on female nature and telling them to work on self-improvement instead of putting their efforts getting women. He was technically going his own way and saying he wasn't going to get married. Not to mention all the social proof with his outlandish wealth and flaunting cars that were more colorful than Liberace Swarovski crystal-covered vehicles. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that no one wants to smash homeless women, so that's why they're homeless to begin with. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the homeless women that haven't bathed in weeks that are hoping that you hose them down with more than just a garden hose away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.